I think there's a lot of focus on reducing emissions, but then more importantly also about correcting, call them sins of the past, that have been formed not by people doing the wrong thing or knowingly doing the wrong thing, but more on the Rosebery mine itself, which is where I've been working for the past 4.5 months until just recently. That operation has been running for over 80 years now, and back in the day people just didn't know or didn't appreciate the harm that they were doing to the environment back then. I think nowadays there's a lot more focus by mining organisations and mining operations to curtail that harm, or to manage that harm, reduce it as much as possible. But then also what we're doing, especially at MMG Rosebery, is we're looking at what we can do to mitigate the sins of the past and reduce them, if we don't have the ability to completely eliminate them.
How hard is it when global commodity prices don't factor these sorts of things in?
That's a very good question. It is extremely hard, but I think if a mining company has the conscience that an organisation like MMG has, and most certainly I can attest to many other organisations that form part of the Minerals Council, yes, it's hard, but I think it's about doing the right thing regardless of commodity prices.
So what in the way of novel processes or approaches are being employed right now?
Okay, well, I think one of the most important things is good communication, good collaboration with government departments and regulators, making sure that we do get the best outcome, both from a mitigation of harm to the environment as well as a sustainable mining operation that keeps people employed. So I would suggest that would most certainly be the most important aspect. But there is a lot of new technology that is used nowadays, and we're most certainly improving the way we do things compared to how things were done 50, 70, 100 years ago.
There's a new report from the Minerals Policy Institute. Some of the recommendations, well, one includes a national inquiry into mine site rehabilitation and closure practices. Is that overkill, do you think, or...?
No, it's most certainly not overkill. As I said, I think it's very important for a mining organisation or a mining operation to consider how it's going to close and rehabilitate its operation even before it starts mining, so that right from day one, I think nowadays for an operation to come into being, it has to have its eye on the end game of what the operation or organisation is going to do to rehabilitate the land back to as close as to what it was before mining started. So I most certainly don't believe that it's overkill. I think it's an absolute necessity in today's life.
Can I then take you to another of the committees that you chair, Occupational Health and Safety? Two issues I know have been on your agenda. One is mental health, and another one, drug abuse, in particular ICE.
Yes. So mental health and well-being is most certainly very, very high on the agenda for the OH&S committee, so much so that we've actually got a working group which has representatives from a number of organisations here in Tasmania that are working to develop a blueprint, which is basically a manual for what mental health issues are, but also around well-being, but then also developing call it a management plan, which is an easy and cheap implementable plan or program that any organisation. So yes, we are doing it under the banner of the Minerals and Energy Council, but the way we see things is mental health and well-being is something that's important for the entire community. We are focusing it from a mining and mineral processing perspective, but it will most certainly be implementable right across the community.
Well, I'm curious and interested, is it to first and foremost look after health or productivity of these enterprises, Aaron?
Well, it is about health first and foremost, but I think the knock-on effect is automatically you'll get higher productivity out of that. But most certainly it's about caring for and looking after our people. So it is about recognizing that it's a problem. I think some of the statistics that I've been presented with are absolutely mind-boggling. When you look at 17.5% of the entire Australian population has at some stage or another in the past 12 months suffered from some form of mental illness. That number is 15% here in Tasmania. Those are staggering figures. So it's about first and foremost recognising that there is an issue, that there is something that needs to be dealt with, taking into consideration the fact that we should naturally be caring about our people anyway. I mean, we always talk about safety and how important it is to ensure that people go home safely at the end of every shift. I think this mental health focus is just another aspect of the safety, the health, the well-being of our workforces. But then it's also about giving people who are leaders, supervisors or managers of people, giving them the ability to recognize if someone could potentially be suffering from some form of illness, and then what can be done about it. But then also giving the entire workforce or the entire community the resources to know that if I do feel like there is something that's impacting on my mental well-being, what can I do about it? Or who can I talk to about it? Who is the right person or who's the right organisation? Giving them websites, giving them phone numbers, giving them contact names as much as possible, and generally just educating our workforce, our people, that it's a real illness and it has a real impact on our communities, and you know, giving them the ability to recognise it and to do something about it.
How much of a change, when this is implemented, will this be? Because I don't want to stereotype your industry, yes. Not at all. However, there are probably a larger proportion of men who work in, yes. in mining and mineral resources, and bloke culture yeah. is probably not too friendly yes. to lifting the lid on mental health.
No, that's right. But I think I would like to attest to the fact that I believe that men are becoming a lot more sympathetic towards things like this. Men are softening, I guess, is probably about the best word I can come up with on the spot, towards things like this. And I think it is born out of us being directly impacted or affected by it, because I don't think there'd be too many people in our industry that haven't seen some form of mental health that has really gone wrong. I'm referring to suicides and the likes. I mean, I can reference back to Queenstown, you know, end of 13, beginning of 14, when we suffered those terrible tragedies at the copper mines operation. I mean, it's wide in the news. You know, there were a number of not only suicides but attempted suicides as well. And just the effect and impact that has on the community, you know, the West Coast communities, 5,000, everyone knows everyone pretty much. So these things, they really do knock you around. And I think we've sensitized our workforces enough around things like mental health, things like family violence and those things. Those are things that we focus on in mining industries nowadays. We're not the rough and tumbles of the old days. I think we are a much more sensitized industry and community nowadays.